You just heard on WKCR, that was Universal Message, Albert Eiler live at France. We had Mary Parks, Albert Eiler, Cole Cobbs joins the band on tour on piano on this performance. Alan Blairman on drums, Steve Tintwise on bass. Steve is with us right now in studio, as well as Jeff. So we've mentioned several times, we're entering our last half an hour of our Albert Eiler birthday broadcast. Wish we could go more. And we could keep talking from where we left, I suppose.
Yeah, sure. I just want to ask Steve a little bit more. We're listening to these last performances. Last recorded performances of Albert Eiler. I'm not aware. After he returned, can we talk a little bit about what happened shortly after? And did he perform? And then maybe a little bit about how Albert met his untimely end.
Right. Well, there were two more performances. The performance the day after this at the Village Vecchisme Turisme, where we were staying. And that is on the Holy Ghost box set in its entirety, what remains of before my tape recorder battery ran down. Unfortunately, I never got... We did a version of Summertime where I got to sing, but that wasn't recorded. The battery had already gone down. Wow. So, and then Albert did one more gig back in the States when he came back with Leroy Jenkins as violinist up in Massachusetts. That was actually his last concert.
Oh, I see. Okay. Amazing. And I wanted to clarify for any listeners who don't know, Steve Tintwise has referred to the Holy Ghost box set. So we're not playing material from the box set today, but it's a fantastic box set that Ben Young compiled. Did he? I don't know if he did that on his own or with collaborators. But
He was the producer along with the record company, Revenant Records. There's a 10-CD box set, which was nominated for 2 Grammys.
Yes, and it's a beautifully packaged set, and I received that as a birthday gift 1 year, and that was a great present. Thank you to my wife, Mary, for that and so much else. So the box set is there for those who want to really hear a lot of amazing, interesting stuff, more stuff from Albert. So we were talking about... And again, for the benefit of those who may not know, and I think it's important that that we do this, we're in the last half hour of the program. You came back from the gig, and there was additional performances in Massachusetts. And Albert Eiler met a very unfortunate death by drowning. And do you have any – and if you prefer not to talk about this, it's fine, Steve, but do you have any particular recollections about kind of what went down and what happened, and what were some of the reactions?
Well, when we got back, we actually left from the south of France, St. Paul de Vence, where the Meg Foundation was, and we went to Paris for a few days. There was a few offers for us to play in Paris, but it would have meant sticking around for another week or two, and... wasn't in the cards, you know. Yeah. No one was going to put us up and house and feed us for 2 weeks waiting for a club date or something. But so then we came back, and that was, you know, actually the last time that I saw Albert. And so, you know, he was on a high as far as the success of these concerts. We're really like his triumph in a way, you know, coming back to Europe and being so successful, which you'll hear when we play Music as the Healing Force of the Universe, which was the closing number at the Meg Foundation. So, you know, I'd only heard afterwards about a lot of the things that may have been going on that was putting a lot of pressure on him. And I know that there was a big tour that was arranged for Japan the following January of 1971 that I had been told by none other than John Hammond Sr. that Albert Eiler was, they were going to try to make him, the people that were putting this tour together, they were looking for a big success, and they were actually had the goal of making him the next quote-unquote Miles Davis, which would have, you know, probably meant a little more trim on the freeform screaming end, because that was something that Impulse had tried to do to kind of popularize his music a little more as well. So that and family pressures with his brother was increasingly having some difficulties, you know, mentally, getting into some problems back in Cleveland. And there was some blame that Albert's mother apparently placed on Albert as the older brother for, you know, not looking after Don enough, and, you know, and basically firing him from the band. And so these are all things that I really only heard secondhand or third hand. So I just assume that the pressures were pretty intense. I don't believe a lot of the stories that I heard that, you know, involving gangsters or drug deals or
affairs
with other
CIA
women
and
stuff.
Things,
you know, I really don't believe those stories too much.
Yeah. Well, I thanks for sharing your thoughts about that. And I think the whole question about the end of his life is somewhat, well, sensationalized at times, but I think it's important. It's part of his story, and I think it's fascinating that there was interest to put Albert into that position of being, you know, like really in the spotlight and the tour to Japan and the future things that might happen. And I think it's a testament to the fact that despite his, you know, incredible free nature, he's a communicator and he reaches people. And I think that, you know, people who sell a lot of records heard that and they understood that he could reach people, which is kind of the thing, you know. So, yeah. That's awesome. I want to mention one thing with Steve, and then we'll go back to Music is the Healing Force of the Universe from that recording. Steve, you've done something that I think is really special in establishing a scholarship in the name of Albert Eiler, and please correct me if I'm wrong, at Queens College.
Yeah, it's my alma mater. Aaron Copland School is a great music center there, and they have a fledgling, it's been in existence for a few years, but it's increasingly becoming more professionalized jazz program, master's of music jazz program. And it's not a scholarship, actually. You know, I mean, that might come, but I've been, you know, I've been a band leader in my own right since about 1966, 67, and have written hundreds of tunes and gotten a lot of performances locally and on radio. And we did Park Series in Queens and in Manhattan for many years. But I've never released any of my own recordings, not yet.
Yeah, right.
So I'm now at the stage, having just turned 70 myself yesterday, of looking to, you know, secure my archives and my legacy. And with all the recordings over the years, I've been recording since the mid-60s, almost every concert, many rehearsals. And so I've been on this project for archiving and digitizing all the old analog reel-to-reel and some cassette tapes and in looking for proposals in to maintain my recordings and my manuscripts and so forth, Queens College was one of the places that came to mind, since you know, I graduated from there. And and so in discussing with the development office some of the possibilities and seeing the kinds of things that they have in existence now, which is they have a Jimmy Heath Award and they have different awards for different faculty members mostly. So I decided, well, the first step was I'll make a contribution to establish an Albert Eiler Award. And that award will be for 18 years, each year a graduating Master of Music in the Jazz Studies, and either they have a performance and a composition major. So according to whatever faculty committee decides, you know, who's best qualified for it, they'll get this award. So
it's great, we
just had the first one on June 2nd at the graduation ceremony. Victor Murillo, who happens to be a bass player himself, was the one who received it. And I know he'd like to be listening now, but he's on a flight because he's going to be performing in Canada in a jazz festival this weekend.
Beautiful.
And, but he studies with David Wong, who's a well-known bass player. And I've gotten great feedback so far indirectly from the jazz department. Is now really the they have very traditional types of orientation in terms of the traditional and, you know, even with modern jazz styles and, you know, and business and the way things are organized to try to make a living in jazz.
Yeah.
But now they're starting to get interested in expanding their program to include more free jazz and other forms of the music. So I'm very happy to kind of get the ball rolling on that. And maybe in the future we'll have some workshops or concerts, and hopefully this will all work into, you know, me having some sort of a home for my archives.
That's beautiful. Yeah, that's great. They do have a wonderful jazz program over at Queens College, run by colleagues and good friends of mine. And I think it's fantastic that you've established an Albert Eiler Award, and that will increase awareness among the students of some other forms of music making out there, and that's beautiful. Speaking of music making, perhaps we should listen to Music is the Healing Force of the Universe.
Yes.
And let's listen to that piece of music, and then we'll just time out to a short goodbye. And but then Steve has a special, some unreleased material that we'd like to hear at the very end.
Yeah, let me just say that this was the climax after about three or four encores for this very long concert. So this was the finale piece. You finally get to hear Mary Maria Parks, and she does a great job on this performance. And what I've got is a little special treat, is some unreleased material that didn't make it onto any of the known recordings or the released recordings. It's just a short excerpt of what happened after the applause. Well, after the applause faded, that's on the record. There was a little more after that, and you'll get to hear from Mary and from Albert himself in his own words.
Yes, and with that, we will conclude our 9-hour Albert Eiler birthday broadcast. And that short segment in the end, you're only going to hear at WKCR. That was Steve Tintwise and Jeff Lederer here at the studio. Thank you so much for coming and making this a great show.
Mert, thank you very much for having us. And as I understand it, thank you personally for extending the Albert Eiler music listening today. It's a great way to celebrate Albert's 80th birthday.
All right.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate
this is going to be Music as the Healing Force of the Universe. And with that, we say happy birthday, Albert Eiler.